Hello, and thank you for listening to Sidetrack City. It's been a rough week. But inspiring at the same time. Rough week for Canadians. You know, first we lost John Dunsworth, 71 years old, just out of nowhere, passed away. And then 2 days later, Gordon Downey, just like that. It was, you know, I feel your pain if you're a Canadian. You know, it hurts. There's not really an equivalent to something like that. It's a Canadian thing, you know? Anyway, yeah, Gord Downie. So I know I talked about John Dunsworth in my last episode. Not much, because I'm not good at talking about these things anyway. But, I'm just going to talk about Gord Downie for a second. Really, just for a minute. I got so many things to say. My introduction to him was through his music. He was the lead singer for the Tragically Hip. And so my introduction was their music. But then I saw some videos. I mean, Julie told me about it a few years ago. Saw some videos of him dancing around, because apparently he was extremely unorthodox. You know, he was very talented. I like I said, I'm terrible at this kind of thing, talking about this type of stuff. But there was nobody like him. Nobody like him at all. And there never will be again. Just one of those humans that I will always feel very fondly towards for the rest of my life. I feel real fortunate to have been able to see them. We saw them in 2015, just a couple months after we lost Einstein, and we went and saw the Tragically Hip, and it was kind of the first joyful thing we did after that. And so we saw them in Las Vegas, and our seats were on the floor. I mean, we didn't have seats. It was we were standing. We were about 20 feet from the stage. And so, I mean, 20 feet from the stage, yeah. I remember how close it was. The guy, Gord Downie, he was such an incredible performer. It was so mesmerizing to watch. And he made eye contact with people, I assume, because he made eye contact with me and Julie while he's performing. So I assume he made eye contact with everybody else. He just had like such a connection with his fans, and then he got the news shortly after that concert about cancer, and he still kept going though, you know, even with brain cancer, he still kept at it, did another tour, even though he couldn't. You wouldn't be able to tell that he was having problems remembering stuff. But I'm glad that we were able to go to one of the concerts on that tour. So we had moved to Chicago, so we drove 6 hours to London, Ontario for that concert, and that was nice. I thought it was pretty cool to be in Las Vegas around that many Canadians, in a, you know, about 2,000 Canadians, but then to go to a different, you know, to another concert after he, you know, you once you find out something like that, you feel a little bit more fondly of them. I don't know. I don't know. But I'll never forget that concert either. And I, you know, that many Canadians in one place, all on the same page, just, yeah, that was something else. So, like I said, I'm not going to talk about it very often, but you know what else I forgot to mention is that, you know, the last couple years of his life, and I did mention this, he didn't make, it wasn't about himself, somehow it wasn't about him, because he really brought to the forefront, the topic of the Indigenous people of Canada and the inequality that still happens today, these days, today. So what I'm going to do is put a link to his causes on my website that nobody goes to. But if it helps in some way. When I said it's inspiring, it's been an inspiring week. That started it. I'm not helpful. I don't help people. I feel like if I help people, or outwardly help people, it just, people, in my head, I think people question my intentions. Am I just helping people to look like I'm helping people? So, you know what I'm going to do? Let's just forget that part of it. I do want to help people, not all the time, but with Gord Downie being gone now, if everybody did this, it would be good, but I'm trying to say a million things at once. I just don't want things to fade away. I want the cause that he was really supporting, I want it to keep going. So I'm going to put a link on my site that goes to that, to his cause. I'm just going to keep it up there, like, all forever. As long as my website is alive. I guess I don't have to be alive. Yeah, so, anyway, that's how the week started, was with that, with those two gentlemen passing away. But, you know, they're kind of both going to live forever, because John Dunsworth is always going to be Mr. Leahy on Trailer Park Boys. I'm going to watch it again. It's going to be too hard right now, but eventually we will watch, me and Julie. We watch that show all the time. I mean, it's like part of our daily just laughter. So, you know, with Randy and, I mean, it's the whole thing. I can't explain. You should check out Trailer Park Boys and laugh, because you'll laugh. Anyway, so he's always going to be on there. So he's kind of always going to live in that way. And Gord Downie, I mean, he's the face of Canada, pretty much. And he is now. So, anyway, that's all I'm going to say about that. I'm sad about it, but I'm inspired. I'm inspired by Gord Downie. So I'm going to do a little, try a bit harder to be nicer to people. Especially people that are far away from me. You know, that have a different life than me. People and animals, in fact. Animals as well. So I'm vegan. I'm going to, why don't I explain Because that, the week, it was just a real weird week, all right? I didn't mean to talk to you like that. You're not gonna listen to a podcast to have someone talk to be like, all right, like I'm giving you instructions or something. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to sound like that. You're doing me a favor by listening to this. Because if nobody listened to this, then I'd get like zero plays or downloads or whatever instead of like 3, you know? So thank you. I should be nicer to you for listening. Anyway, I had to do comedy the day after the news broke about Gord Downie. So, you know, it was a good distraction. Because, it was just a good distraction. So, I did a show at the Rock House. I don't do comedy a whole lot, so I'm going to talk about this. The Rock House, some kind of a place in Wilmette. It was a very good show. A lot of people showed up to it. It was a lot of older people and young people. It was old and young people. Nobody in the middle, just all old and all young. So if you were there and you just heard me say that, just assume you're one of the younger people. That's what I'm trying to get out of what I just said. I don't know why I said that. It did seem like it was a lot of older people and all. It's not that there's anything wrong with being old. I would love to be old. I'm 40, so I mean that's old, I guess. It's right in the middle. I'm middle-aged. Yeah. Anyway, that was a fun show, and then I saw my friend Eli from high school. We hung out. He's a very nice guy. I had an enjoyable conversation with him. We hadn't hung out since I was in California. Since we were both in California, even though we both went to high school in Illinois, we both ended up in California. And then back in Illinois. Huh. Interesting. Well, anyway, it's always fun hanging out with him. He's got a better memory than me. Yeah, because every time we'll hang out, he'll tell me a story about me. And I don't remember it. I mean, now I do, but I didn't remember it. Like there's this... Well, I'll tell you a story. There's this story he told me. Yeah. From high school. So first of all, let me tell you a story so you get the context of any of this. So Eli was a new kid, sophomore year, grade 10, and I was a new kid in grade 9, freshman year in high school. But anyway, when he got to school, he was the new kid, and we were gonna fight. Like we just decided we wanted to fight each other. I don't know. I don't remember why. We didn't like each other, you know. But then we became friends. So it's just simple as that. So if you're listening and you're still at the age where you're learning stuff, because I'm not. I'm 40. I'm done learning. I'm not going to learn anything new. I'm done. Anyway, if you're still learning, learn this. Sometimes if you become enemies with someone right away at first, it's okay. You might become friends, and we're good friends. He's a super nice guy. There's like no ill will or ill feelings at all. It's great. So anyway, yeah, he was telling me a story about when we were in world history class, and I was sleeping. I tended to do that in school. A lot's why my GPA was not great. Anyway, during one of those days, I was sleeping at my desk, and Mr. Young was telling a story. He drew a picture of a ship, some kind of like, I don't know, some Romanian ship or some kind of, I forget what he told me, Scandinavian ship, whatever, a Viking ship, whatever. And I remember this ship now. But he was describing that ship and how it related to world history to the whole class for like, I don't know, 10 or 15 minutes, a long time. And then I woke up and he said, "Does anybody have any questions?" And I said, I raised my hand and I pointed to the chalkboard and I said, "Yeah, what is that?" And it was funny. And see, Eli remembered that, but I didn't remember that until he told me. So, but, you know, I remember a lot of things just from life, just random things. Like, I'm not going to go into dumb examples or anything like that, but I'm, you know. So, anyway, after the show, we hung out, went to Denny's, and talked about whatever, food, I think, probably, because I'm vegan, so it just comes up, you know, no matter what. I mean, and I don't talk about it all the time, but when there's food there, it just sort of happens. So, who knows, maybe I did bring it up. But then I went to Greenville like the next day. I mean, I went to the factory the next day because I work at a factory, and that's that's why it takes me a week and a half to do a podcast. You know. But I went to Greenville, and that's what I'll talk about next. Greenville is my hometown. That's the one I went to high school in. Just went to hang out with my family, and it was a homecoming weekend at Greenville University. So I saw a handful of people that I hadn't seen in a while. It's pretty cool, you know. You recognize people you haven't seen in like 15 years. You see them and you recognize them. It's very, very odd that it's like a reminder that we've been around here a long time and that life is kind of long too. So I saw a few people, went and talked to them, conversations. But mostly it was nice to hang out with my family, because I mean, that's the reason why we moved to Chicago, you know, to the Midwest, is to be closer to family. So I've seen my family several times this year and last year. This is my first time being in Greenville this year, but anyway, I can hear myself being boring right now. Let me get to the good stuff. Yep. This better be good. We'll just say somebody asked me a question. I'll say my aunt asked me a question, about why I'm vegan. Well, that's what she did. She just asked, "So why are you vegan?" You know, cause it's weird when I show up, because I don't bring the whole kitchen with me. So I have to read the ingredients on everything to see if I want to eat it, you know? So that's weird. That seems weird to everybody, I guess. I mean, my family's awesome, actually. They've been dealing with me for way before I even went vegan. So, I mean, that's saying a lot. They've dealt with me. They've put up with me. I mean, that's really something. So, but they're very kind and very good at listening and putting up with me. But my aunt, though, you know, she asked, I mean, she's great too. She asked me, why are you vegan? And I think I shrugged it off and said, internally, I thought, oh, well, she's not going to listen to me, what I say. And I'm just going to make a joke and then keep going on my day here at the dinner table while she's sitting right directly next to me. So then a minute later, she asked me again, so I couldn't avoid it. And then, boy, oh boy, I really just let them all know what the deal was, you know. I'll do a whole episode on it, but this one's almost over, and I'll do an episode soon. I've been wanting to do it for years. There's a stigma, you know, it seems like people who are vegan just always talk about it, so I sort of don't want to talk about it. But at the same time, I've gone over 5 years now without really talking about it, not really. So I will do a whole episode. Anyway, I told them how I felt exactly and in great detail with emotion and everything. You know, I let the anger and emotion come out and they were okay with it. And it was good. It's liberating. So anyway, I've been inspired to do, to help support causes a little bit more often than I do. So thanks, Gord Downey. Hi.
This has been a Point and Yell production. Hey, you guys is real nice for sitting in and listening to us.